It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
John Goodman joked about why Roseanne is missing from the new show, The Conners.
At the end of last season, she goes out to the liquor store to fill her vape pen. And she hasn't been back yet.
So, he also said that Roseanne is really missed from the set.
I mean, she is missed, definitely. But it's after that many years, it's like a family. And last year was so miraculous and so unreal that when it went away, it was almost like a dream. It's like,
right.
And I thought, okay, I'll be a big boy and handle this. And I just crashed for a couple of weeks.
Oh, you did? Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Kourtney Kardashian and rocker Travis Barker have been spending a lot of time together lately, and her friends are urging her to go for it. Sources say the reality star and Blink-182 drummer have been close friends for a while, but the timing's never been quite right. Now that Kourtney is single, friends want her to start dating Barker, saying that he really does adore her. A crowd member confronted comedian Kathy Griffin on why she didn't report her brother, who was a pedophile, to the police after she publicly criticized Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
Did you confront your brother about being a pedophile?
What?
Did you confront your brother about being a pedophile?
I did.
Yeah, did you?
Wait, he's got to get out of here.
He's recording the show.
Get out of here.
Something's wrong.
Get out.
In Kathy Griffin's memoir, she talks about having an older brother who used to climb into bed with her when he was in his 30s, and she was 7, and he would whisper into her ears. She always avoided him, and when she was in her 20s, he actually finally told his parents that he was, in fact, a pedophile. Robert Downey Jr. sent a touching video message to a 7-year-old boy named Jackson from Council Bluffs, Iowa, who's fighting brain cancer. Jackson is a fan of Iron Man and has a medical device in his chest that he uses to pretend that he's Tony Stark in Iron Man.
Jackson, is that you? Hi. It's Robert Downey Jr. But you can call me Tony. Thinking about you. Stay strong. Know that my prayers are with you. And also, life is challenging. And you're just the man for the job. So, lots of love.
Coming up after 7:15, I'll tell you about what President Trump said responding to Taylor Swift's big political announcement yesterday. That's garbage.
For more, go to RadioNowIndy.com.